Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Can you think too big? I mean, can you have dreams that are just way beyond your reach? Can you have ambitions, desires, goals, things you really want to do with your life, and they're just never going to be possible? I mean, if you're that person who says, well, I want to walk on the moon, and that's just not likely for you, how do you deal with that? How do you know when you're thinking too big? People ask me this all the time because they have big dreams, and you know, you think about The Charged Life, you want to live, you know, this vibrant, ambitious, challenging, major contributing life. You want to change the world, but you know, some people can't even change their own world, so let alone changing the rest of the world is going to be a little difficult, right? So how do you know what that barrier is? Well, first and foremost, I don't think anyone can think too big. I think the real challenge is too many people fail to plan big. right? They have a big dream, but it never hits a piece of paper, never hits a business plan, never hits a step-by-step. It never really gets into development mode. It's in dream mode all the time. They're two different things, right? You got dream mode, vision, 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 ideas, ideas, ideas. But at some point, that's gonna hit development mode, a work plan, a structure, a habit, a routine, a step-by-step. So I tell you, look, you can be a dreamer all your life, but at some point you gotta become a doer as well if you're gonna actualize that. So let me ask you this. That big resolution you have in your life, that big, enormous dream, is there a written plan somewhere? Have you really structured it somewhere? And here's the ultimate test. Can you show me on your calendar the hours you're spending this week focused on that, on implementing it? Not just ideation, implementing. Where is it? Is it scheduled 1 to 3 o'clock on Tuesday? Is it your morning routine that's moving you towards it? If you have a big, huge vision, goal, or dream, where is it scheduled on your calendar? If it's not there, you'll just keep operating towards the randomness of the universe. You'll just keep kind of doing whatever, going over here, getting lost in distraction over there. So yeah, you're thinking too big if it's never landing on the small calendar. The second idea I think about is it, to know whether or not you're thinking too big is plan for the worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? If you began it, you really got going along and it crashed and burned, what's the worst case scenario? You know, for a lot of people, it's like, well, I'd go into bankruptcy, or I'd lose respect of somebody I care about, or I'd lose my job, or I'd lose this opportunity forever. And the reality is, you know, well, while life is short, life is also full of second chances. And so I always tell people, don't be so scared of your big dreams. The worst case scenario, yeah, you're out in your butt on the street. So what? You'll figure it out from there. I've gone bankrupt before, chasing my big dream to do these videos, to write books, to become a seminar leader, to do online training and thought leadership. And now I'm blessed. You know, Oprah.com named me, you know, as one of the most successful online trainers in history. I was rated in the top 25 of all personal development leaders in the world. Why? Because even when I had big dreams and I was bankrupt, I didn't doubt it. I thought, what's the worst case scenario? Someone's gonna make fun of me for trying? So what? I can manage the hate. My ego isn't so big that I can't take lessons learned. My ego's not so big that I can't take, you know, people throwing darts at me once in a while. I was like, look, so what? So what if you dream big and you try and people make fun of you? So what if they make fun of you? They're making fun of you already. They're just gonna keep making fun of you. Now maybe there's more people making fun of you. How are you gonna deal with that? You're an adult, you can handle it. Come on, don't worry so much about rejection. If you still worry about rejection, watch my YouTube video on the myth of rejection, and that might help you a little bit get over that. I'd also say, it's not that people think too big, it's that they think in silos of what they're capable of. I would say never let your current competencies or capabilities limit your vision for the future. And so my takeaway here is think team. Don't think you have to do everything yourself. If your dream is go to the moon, and you're saying, well, Brendan, I'm gonna do it by myself, I'm gonna, well, yeah, you're thinking too big, you're an idiot. You know? But if you're thinking team, I mean, to go to the moon, we needed all of NASA. We needed like literally thousands and thousands of contractors and tens of thousands of man hours that were separate from even the people who were paid to go to the moon. It's like you have to think of team. You need people to support you on a journey to a bigger vision. Who are they? Have you hired them? Have you recruited them? Have you enrolled them in the vision? Have you got people excited about it? Yeah, your dream is too big if you haven't involved anybody else in actually coming up with it and achieving it. Last big idea is if you got a big dream and you're not currently developing your skill sets to achieve it, then yeah, you're thinking too big. You got to be thinking, like if you want to go to the Olympics, the entire march to Olympics continues to be skill acquisition, the refinement of talent, training, conditioning, over and over and over. Practice, 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 practice. That's how you achieve a big vision. So look at your calendar. Where's the training? Where's the practice? Where's the skill development? If you're not developing yourself to achieve a dream, then you're just a dreamer. If you're developing yourself consistently with focused sort of lesson plans, focused practices,
developing that skill to be able to do it well, then you're on your way, and you're not only gonna achieve that big goal or that big dream, you're gonna live what we call the charged life.
Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook
was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.